After a lot of years, a lot of attempts, and heavy support by all measures, this past week, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signed into law package bills that create the rules and regulations regarding the state's legal cannabis injury. That's marijuana, by the way. New laws follow last November's statewide vote giving overwhelming approval to legalize marijuana for all adults 21 and older. It's also expected the legalization of marijuana in New Jersey is going to create about a $1 billion market very quickly. However, decriminalization is happening long before actual sales are going to be starting. And just a FYI, since the ballot question was passed back in November, there have been over 6,000 arrests in New Jersey for, I guess now you'd say, previous marijuana law violations. If you want to look these up on the state website, the bills are AS21 and S21, which puts forth the rules and regulations for the legal industry. There's A1897, that reforms the criminal and civil penalties for cannabis, and A5342, which further reforms the criminal penalties for minors regarding cannabis. Confusing situations, but here's at least from what I can gather from the bills, is what the current and soon-to-be further situation regarding marijuana in New Jersey. Is it legal to possess marijuana right now? Yes, it is, for adults 21 and older, and it also legalizes the cultivation, possessing, and sale of retail marijuana. Now, how much can you legally possess? Okay, this is where we get a little confusing. Under the new law that's established, the first in the country differentiated sell and possess limits. State-licensed cannabis stores, not yet, but since there aren't any, but when there are, will be able to sell up to 1 ounce of cannabis per customer. But individual adults may possess only up to 6 ounces legally. New law says that possession of 6 ounces or less of marijuana, including any additives or 5 grams or less of cannabis rosin, is not subject to any punishment, as this possession is not a crime, offense, act of delinquency, or a civil violation of law. And by the way, you can also gift another adult 21 years or older up to 1 ounce. Merry Christmas. Note that the law specifies 6 ounces of flower or 5 grams of rosin, not both, so keep that in mind. You might not get it, but someone who's been a pothead for a lot of years completely understood what I just read off the bill there. Now, as far as your job or a business, drug-free workplace rules are legal, but under the new law, employers cannot discriminate against off-hour consumers. Really no different than you can hire someone who drinks as long as they don't show up at work drunk. Basic rule of thumb there. Employers can drug test pre-employment or on the job if they have reasonable suspicion or at random even. No employer shall refuse to hire or employ any person or shall discharge from employment or take any adverse action against any employee with respect to compensation, terms, conditions, other privileges of employment because that person does or does not smoke, vape, or otherwise use cannabis items. Can you grow a little marijuana in New Jersey? No, you can't. The state has banned personal adult use marijuana gardening. Cultivation requires a license. That's for commercial uses only. Anyone growing their own, that's a crime of marijuana manufacture. And there's a series of graduated criminal charges associated with growing. The more you get caught growing, the bigger the penalty. Yes, your bongs are illegal. Can cops search your car based on the smell of marijuana? No. Smell of marijuana is no longer a legal probable cause for any law enforcement to search a person, automobile, or residence. Can your landlord, if you rent, prevent you from smoking marijuana in your building? Yeah, when you own the building, you get to set the rules. Pretty much as simple as that. If you're on probation or bail and you smoke a little pot, well, no problem anymore. Your law explicitly states that most people on pre-trial release can enjoy legal cannabis just like any other adult. The court's order shall not refrain the eligible defendant from using marijuana. Now, on the back end of prison, probationers are no longer at risk for getting popped for a dirty test, for example, because that's a good thing because that's how a lot of people wind up going back in. Now, when will the retail stores for marijuana open in New Jersey? The goal is Labor Day weekend. That'll make a happy time at the Jersey Shore, won't it? New laws allow the first adult use stores to open 180 days after Governor Murphy signed them into effect, so that's roughly around August 27th of this year. It might be a little longer. State Cannabis Regulatory Commission still has to be put together and get the state's industry's regulatory system up and running before adult use stores can open. And yeah, that is going to take time. Edibles will be legal too. You've probably read about those, maybe even seen some emails pitching them. How many retail stores are there going to be? Depends on what the Cannabis Regulatory Commission licenses. There is no cap. State will issue licenses for cannabis cultivation, delivery services, distribution, extraction, retail, and lab testing. Yeah, delivery services. So if you're an Uber driver, I guess you can moonlight now too, can't you? How many growers will there be? Since you can't grow your own, well, there won't be many. New law caps the number of state-licensed cannabis growers at 37. That's through early 2023. And those 37 include the 12 existing medical marijuana growers. So, yeah, it's expected thousands of applicants will go for one of only 25 new cannabis growing licenses. Actually heard someone pose the question, will marijuana products be taxed? You do know you're in New Jersey, right? Yep, the sale of adult use marijuana will be subject to the normal state sales tax of 6.625%. Now, the state legislature could allow local governments to add an additional 2% sales tax if they want. No, I really want to do that. And the Cannabis Regulatory Commission may institute a social equity excise tax at the cultivation level, if it so chooses. Where's all this tax revenue going to go? Because there will be a lot of taxes, so there will be a lot of revenue. The law enacts one of the most progressive reinvestment systems when it comes to marijuana, legal marijuana. If there is that social equity excise tax at the cultivation level, 100% of that revenue will go toward social justice programs in communities that have been hit with the brunt of racially discriminatory drug war, arrests, addiction, things like that. Regarding the state sales tax revenue from cannabis use, 70% of it will go to repairing the damage done by the war on drugs, meaning 30% will support the state's cannabis regulatory agency and the infrastructure. Interesting estimate I saw here. The belief is that if you stop arresting people for marijuana possession, use, distribution, that's going to save the state $127 million per year on marijuana possession enforcement costs, which is money that can be going down to pay the debt if you were aware of the latest state budget that the governor came out with. The big question, I think, is driving while drugged, I guess would be the terminology. What can law enforcement do? What's the measurement system? Is there a measurement system, much like with the blood alcohol content that you blow into? We'll get to Bruce Springsteen with that related note shortly. Well, here's the best I could figure out from a variety of sources. First, the officer will administer a breathalyzer if you get pulled over to rule out alcohol. Then the officer will ask questions to attempt to figure out if you're injured, on medication, under the influence of drugs. Then the officer will perform an eye exam in which he or she looks at your pupils, evaluates whether repetitive, uncontrolled eye movement is going on. That's a tip that something's not right. Next, you'll be asked to perform the roadside ballet, as I call it, the one-leg stand, walk and turn, balance, finger to nose. That's on your nose, not up your nose. That's not a good sign either for the officer if you do that. Officer will then evaluate your vital signs, your heart rate, your pulse, blood pressure, body temperature. The darkroom test comes after that, in which the officer takes measurements of your pupil with a machine called a pupillometer. You didn't know there was one. While exposing the eye to three different lighting conditions, officer then examines your muscle tone, looks for injection sites, takes your statements after giving you your Miranda warning. Finally, officer will make an issue an educated opinion as to your intoxication, request that you submit to either urine, blood, or saliva tests, maybe all of the above, to just verify that suspicion or remove that suspicion, whatever the case may be. So that is going to be the process. A few challenges. Is this a police officer or a trained medical professional? What's the officer's level of training? In the legal marijuana era we're now in, what does it mean to be impaired or under the influence of cannabis? Can you be under the influence and not be impaired? If so, what residual level of THC is acceptable, given that it can remain in your saliva, your blood for 2 days, far longer than other body fluids? If one looked to Canada for an answer, with the scientific measurement of THC in the body to create some sort of standard, it's a work in progress, but Canada, which has nationwide regulated cannabis, they've adopted graduated penalty standards ranging from 2 nanograms to 5 nanograms in the blood, with penalties increasing for concentration. Right, similar to the blood alcohol content measurement. If you're a 0.08, you might just get a ride home. If you're a 0.18, you're spending the night away from home. Now, as one would assume, the ACLU and NAACP branches in New Jersey approve of legalized marijuana. Found this comment from John Henry Barr. He's Clark Township Municipal Prosecutor and past president of the New Jersey State Municipal Prosecutors Association. This reaction might be surprising to you. He said, at long last, the governor of New Jersey is carrying out the will of his constituents. The headaches of needless arrests and court congestion can end, and we municipal prosecutors can focus our attention on offenses that constitute real crimes. So how about that? Well, once again, as I said, New Jersey launches an incomplete plan. However, when you consider the amount of borrowing the Murphy administration is doing with the state budget, combined with the expectation that the legal pot market will mean a lot of money via taxes and fees for the state, I guess you can understand the sense of urgency.